thank you for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, there are a few ways you can do it. And all you have to do is follow the link at the top of our show notes. You could purchase some merch, like a t-shirt or a mug, or you could purchase something from one of our affiliates, like the Health Ranger store. Health Ranger provides a competitively priced, health-related products, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Each time you click on their link and make a purchase, we receive a small commission. Also, you could subscribe to our Patreon page for pennies a day. We have a ton of content that's not on the podcast. The money we receive goes to better our show. Also, I know things are tough right now. If you can't afford a shirt or a Patreon subscription, you can go to iTunes and leave us a review. This will help out a ton. And as always, thank you for being part of the podcast, and we hope you enjoy it.
George Knapp is a journalist who broke the Bob Lazar story in 1989. He's a legit investigative journalist for Las Vegas. He catches the mob and bad guys and scam artists and stuff. Like, he's a legit journalist.
Welcome to Paranormal UFO and Fringe News Podcast, where our goal each week is to bring you the top five fringe news stories in 10 minutes that the mainstream media will not cover. Plus, we're going to throw in the occasional feature story.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
But then as time has gone on and these videos have come out that have shown these crafts and shown them with that tic-tac craft that was off of San Diego that was blocking their tracking devices, and then went from 60,000 feet to zero feet above sea level in less than a second. They have no idea what the fuck it is. They have no idea what it's doing. And the guys down there in San Diego who are in the military were saying, we're seeing them all the time. We see them every couple weeks. They don't know what they are. They think they're docking with something under the water sometimes. These are rock solid soldiers. I mean, these are Air Force pilots. These are like the cream of the crop of American military. They're not bullshit artists. Like, if you meet Commander Fravor, that guy is, there's nothing about that guy at all that's a bullshit artist. That guy is a rock solid military man. And when he tells you he's flying a fighter pilot and there's something that does things in the sky that he can't explain, and no one knows how they do it. No one understands it. There's no visible method of propulsion. And this thing goes from 60,000 feet down to one in a second. And that's just how fast the radar registers it. So they don't even really know how fast it was moving. It might have been instant.
Now, let me ask you, can they get this? Do they have any other video of that stuff that's not released? There's got to be something. They track. They if they have that video, they have to have other stuff that either the military isn't releasing.
Good question. The fact that they're releasing any of these videos is kind of crazy. Because they're releasing these things, and you can hear the pilots, their voiceovers going, holy shit, what is that? What the fuck is that? Like, these guys are freaking out. You can hear in their voice, they're not actors. They're fighter pilots, experienced military pilots that are seeing things move in a way that defies all of our understanding of propulsion systems.